Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Friday, March 22nd, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, our weather today, mostly sunny today, high right around 32 degrees, cloudy and 33 tomorrow, and then Sunday, snow likely. Yeah, we're probably going to get some high about 33 degrees on Sunday. Well, another candidate has entered the race for the North Dakota House of Representatives, Sadie Hansen, making a run for the District 42 seat as a Republican. Now, in making the announcement, Hansen says, as a lifelong resident of Grand Forks, she's a dedicated advocate for education. She has served as a student member of the North Dakota State Board of Higher Education and is a former governmental affairs commissioner at UND Student Government. Now, District 42 covers the western edge of Grand Forks. Well, last Friday, 11-year-old Caden Bergeron was chased by a stranger wearing a bunny mask while walking home from the park. His mom, Allie Bergeron, says it's just a place where parents feel comfortable sending their kids until something like this happens, where you'd hope it never did happen, but it did. Now, they're sharing their story to help others in the neighborhood to be more aware of their surroundings, even when they feel safe. Now, Caden had just left Kelly Park near Schrader Middle School when someone wearing a bunny mask jumped off from behind a shed. Frightened, Caden turned around to walk away and put distance between him and the stranger. Now, that's when the person in the bunny mask started chasing him. He ran to the safety of a friend's house who lived nearby. Now, once safely inside, they could see the person in the bunny mask jump into a car that was waiting in the parking lot. Police were called, and they were quickly able to find the group responsible for the prank. Caden says, "I just hope that those high schoolers learn their lesson and not do it again, because I was flipped. I was scared." Caden's parents have taught him to trust his instincts. Bergeron says she's proud of her son for making the right choice in a scary situation. Turns out it was a group of juveniles, and while no charges are being filed, the teens have been warned that if their behavior continues, they could be charged in the future. Now, while this may seem like a harmless prank, Grand Forks police told Bergeron that it's the type of situation where charges could still be brought. Well, Ramsey County Sheriff Brian Lang says a deputy put on administrative leave with pay rate late last month has resigned from the department. Benjamin Myram was put on leave during an investigation into his conduct, which centers on allegations of misapplication of entrusted property. Lang says Myram resigned last Sunday. The investigation of Myram, which is still ongoing, was turned over to the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Myram had been with the Sheriff's Department for about 16 years. Take a little break. Hear from one of our sponsors, EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at EyeSightDrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, the 2024 Paris Olympic Games organizers have decided not to install air conditioning in the athletes' villages as a way to reduce the carbon footprint of the Games. Now, Sky News contributor Prue McSween has joined Sky News host Rita Panny to discuss the green move. Now, how can you expect your principal performers to operate and run a marathon when they're sweltering in their rooms, zapping energy? They've got this geothermal energy idea where they somehow cool underneath the village, but their testing was showing it was 105 degrees outside. It's going to be 82 degrees in the villages. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was lying awake at night in 82 degrees and contemplating on running a marathon, well, I probably wouldn't be too happy. Finally, in sports, sophomore Jackson Blake picked up a pair of individual conference honors, highlighted by the NCHC Player of the Year Award, as announced by the league at the annual awards banquet last night from the St. Paul Event Center. Blake captured the league's Player Forward of the Year honors after breaking the NCHC record for conference points in a season with 37 in just 24 games. Sophomore becomes the second UND player to win the NCHC's top honor, joining Shane Pinto in 2020 and 2021, and the 10th Conference Player of the Year in program history. UND, by the way, plays Omaha in the semifinals of the NCHC Frozen Faceoff at 4:07 today. NBA tonight, Minnesota Timberwolves at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers with a 7 o'clock tip-off. And spring training, Major League Baseball, Twins lost to the Nationals 9-8 yesterday. They play the Braves at noon today. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. Here's a great idea for today. $9 for any pizza. Go get yourself a pizza, the world-famous beer tower, sit down and watch the UND hockey game at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Wall-to-wall TVs, perfect place to grab some great grub and watch a great hockey game. Rumors Sports Bar and Casino with buses to all the big UND events, all the big concerts. It's just a great place. Check it out. Well, make sure you catch Midwest Pixel Pros at 2 o'clock today, everybody. Hey, have yourself a great weekend. Now, remember, we could get anywhere from, well, like 1 to 17 inches of snow this weekend, so be careful out there. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hey, the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.